I'm Sudarshan Karkala. I'm doing my MPH in Jackson State University, and I don't have any relationship to disclosure. And coming to the background of this project is that we all know that cancer is the second leading cause of death among men in both US and Mississippi as per the data from CDC 2005. And I have the source from where I took this data. And data from the American Cancer Society estimates that 2010 new cases of prostate cancer would be diagnosed in Mississippi in 2008. According to CDC, 2005, Mississippi ranked fourth in the nation in cancer mortality rates. And the US Cancer Statistics report revealed that prostate cancer was number one of the top 10 cancer sites. I'll show you the figure in just a moment. And despite the success of some state programs, there continues to be a significant gap between the incidence of prostate cancer of black and white men. And this is a figure where I said that prostate cancer is number one. And I have given the site from where I got it, cdc.gov/uscs. And this is the thing where it has compared both blacks and white people. And in prostate cancer, if you see the whites, it is 127. And if you see African Americans or blacks, it's 218, almost double to that. And the collaborative leaderships, Mississippi Partnership for Comprehensive Cancer Control, Mississippi Primary Healthcare Association, and US2, that's a minority health program. And Mississippi Prostate Cancer, phase one, let us see the planning and assessment, that is MPCP1. Our aims is to obtain information about the awareness of prostate cancer prevention and prostate cancer care in Georgetown community. This is the community where we choose to do our research. That is comes under Congregational District 2 in Mississippi. To identify the knowledge and attitudes regarding prostate cancer care utilization, and the last one is to identify the appropriate effective health lifestyles and prevention education strategies and messages from the Georgetown County. And this is Georgetown in Mississippi. Whole that shaded area is the Georgetown. And as per 2000 data, census data from Fact Finders, we have found that Georgetown is predominantly a black or African American community constituting 96.1%, and it has a high level of poverty, existing with a median household income of $13,110. And other demographic, socioeconomic factors increasing the risk of negative health outcomes, including prostate cancer. And public health strategies must engage communities in ongoing efforts to learn as much as we can about evolving local needs and how prevention programs, treatment, and care services can be delivered and maintained. And community engagement using what you call RARE, that is Rapid Assessment, Response, and Evaluation project. It says that it is an evidence-based qualitative data collection and assessment methods. And second one is it provides scientific structure and process for collecting local community data and for analyzing the data to develop practical community-focused interventions and services that will change risk behaviors, knowledge, and community structures. And responds rapidly to emerging public health problems based on specific local situations and actual conditions. Community advisory boards. These members of these CAP people were recruited from the community via the Georgetown Community Association. And the CAP people provided information to help provide guidance and clarity to effectively address the burden of prostate cancer through more precise prevention, detection, care, and management approaches. And there's a website where you can find more about Georgetown Community Association and their activities. And TAB, Technical Advisory Board. This advisory board consists mostly of professors from different public health fields. And working in partnership with the Georgetown community, the TAB provided the technical assistance to enhance the community in describing and monitoring prostate cancer, that is rapid assessment, identifying potential strategies to enhance and sustain prevention efforts, and assess to treatment and care, that is rapid response, and monitoring the impact of intervention in Georgetown community. So basically, rapid assessment, rapid response, and evaluation. Under research methodology, it's a mixed method analysis which constitute questionnaire dissemination and focus group convene. Both methods examine same contextual areas and were conducted simultaneously. No momentary incentives were given, and except having a dinner was provided due to the time of activity at 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. And the questionnaire was developed by the TAP. There's most of the professors from different background from public health, working in partnership with the CAP community advisory boards. And they implemented, spearheaded by the CAP, to barbers and beauty shops, gas station, churches, face-to-face interviews. And during a 2 week period, this all took place in two weeks period. And the convenient sampling was 79. So in this total 79 were recruited in these 2 weeks. And the focus group construction, the focus group questions were designed by the TAB in consultation with the CAP based on the following areas. One is policy, epidemiological profile, clinical presentation, that is signs, symptoms, lab test, behavior, knowledge, beliefs, attitudes, prevention strategies, service availability, assess, cost, and quality. And the focus group construction. The focus group interviews were conducted with the help of community advisory boards and Georgetown community association members who had recruited participants via radio and public service announcement, flyers, and through churches. And focus group results revealed that 20 participants attended the focus group meeting. Most of them are males, and females are 30% between the ages of 25 and 75 years. However, only 10 participated in the focus group discussions, and remaining 10 decided to complete the questionnaire and the survey. And 110 statements were collected and transcribed. And the survey results. If you see African Americans, there are 16%, family history 3%, diet is only 1%. And don't know about the risk factors for prostate cancer, I don't know, is only 22%. And symptoms of prostate cancer questionnaire reveal that urinary problems 70%, erection problems 1%, blood in urine 6%, lower back pain 10%, and don't know is 27%. And survey results, knowledge and need identification, and I know someone who has prostate cancer, 35.44 said that I know someone who has prostate cancer. Do you know any facility that helps in preventing prostate cancer in your area? 28.5% said yes. Do you think facilities are not being used by the public? And 48.10% said that we don't think facilities help that. Can you improve the knowledge of prostate cancer in the community? And 63.29% said that yes, we need to improve the knowledge of prostate cancer. Lessons learned from that is detail of urinary symptomatology needs to use terms understandable to the respondents. That is not a medical terminology, because people cannot understand that. And agreements and differences help to provide more contextual information on where to lay emphasis regarding prevention, care, education, as well as how to better capture the real experience of people at community level. This also helped to point at the areas of emphasis for policy development and advocacy. And risk factors for prostate cancer. The qualitative data revealed an emphasis on testosterone as a risk factor, and the survey data showed that the proportion of those who knew the risk factor identified in qualitative data set was low. This warrants more education in this area, because most of the people mostly minorities, they don't know what is the testosterone is a risk factor for prostate cancer. Care services awareness and utilization. There is a need for education on awareness of care facilities and their services. Both sets of data agreed on low care services utilization. The focus group data set provided the context for low utilization as fear, apathy, poor customer services, and cost of care. This provides a more contextual background for designing healthcare education messages to motivate or enable people to use healthcare service facilities. Next steps, Mississippi Prostate Cancer Prevention Phase 2. Here, capacity development, building, and enhancement in specific population for prostate cancer prevention, education, and support funded by Mississippi State Department of Health, a comprehensive cancer control program, September 2008. And phase 3, implementation of education and support program to increase awareness and participation in screening, other prevention measures, and healthy lifestyle approaches with continuous quality assessment to measure effect. And phase 4, expansion of project to other Mississippi communities. Thank you for your attention and any questions.